Now, 501c3 organizations break down even further beyond just, are you a 501c3? You have 501c3 public charities and 501c3 private foundations. And this can sometimes get a little bit confusing because sometimes organizations have foundation in their name or they call themselves foundations, but they're not actually a private foundation. And so it's helpful to know what each one is and what the rules are that apply to each one so that if you come across something, you know what it is that you're looking at. And you'll also hear discussions, I think, throughout the day on other types of rules and things that apply to private foundations versus public charities. So the difference on whether or not an organization is a public charity or a private foundation is largely based on the activities the organization conducts and the sources of its support. As a default rule, all 501c3 organizations are initially private foundations unless their activities or their sources of support qualify them to be a public charity. Now, in practice, most 501c3 organizations are public charities. If you think about a private foundation, they think the easiest way to think about a private foundation is that it has a small number of donors that provide the bulk of their income, right? You might have a very wealthy family that's looking to further their own philanthropic goals, and they will create their own entity that they fund through their own wealth and control on its activities of what charitable things is it going to further? What causes are they going to donate to? And they're not going around and asking the general public to give them contributions. They're just going to continue funding it themselves through their own sources of income. And then that entity may make investments and get income through their own investments to grow their endowment. Public charities, on the other hand, like I said, their activities or their classification as a public charity comes really through either where their sources of support are coming through or the types of activities that they're engaging in. So you'll see that there are churches under 509 A1 and 170 B1A1. They have schools and hospitals. And those are specifically delineated types of public charities. And so if the organization meets the requirements for those, then they would be classified as one regardless of where their support is coming from. But then you also have things like 170B1A6 publicly supported charities. And those are organizations that get most of their revenue from contributions from the general public. And so they receive a lot of donations from a bunch of different people. And some of those may be kind of high wealth donors who are giving large sums of money, but it might also just be regular people like me and you who are giving contributions to organizations whose causes we support. And so because they are getting their funds from a wide range of people, they are publicly supported. And there's also a couple of other qualifications in here that I didn't include. There's agricultural research organizations and some other funky ones that you're not going to run across very often. And so I haven't included those in this listing for you, but do know if you were filling out a Form 1023 application trying to apply for tax exemption, you would see a listing of each one of these and you would be required to select which one you think that your organization is as you go in to apply for tax exemption. Now, publicly supported organizations have to continuously demonstrate that they meet the public support test. This is a 5-year rolling average test. Now, obviously, if you're a new organization, you kind of get a pass for the first 5 years. You get an assumption that you think you're going to be able to meet the test, and the IRS will give you, a 5-year period to see did you in fact meet it. But in general, it's a 5-year rolling average period. If you fail 2 years in a row to meet that test of the 5-year rolling average, you would lose your status as a public charity and become classified as a private foundation. Now, where do we see this test? If you are filing your annual return, which for a public charity is going to be a Form 990, a Form 990EZ, or a Form 990N, you would see this on Schedule A. Except for a Form 990N, the Form 990N has about 6 or 7 lines of information on it. It is very short and does not collect public charity-related information. But the Form 990 and the Form 990EZ both have a schedule on public support, and you have columns and for each one of your years, and then various sources of income where you have to calculate out where are your sources coming from and what is your percentage of public support.